So apparently there's a new thing on Twitter, which is where people are trying to get their, or give or receive their best advice in 4 words or less. And I kind of really love this because there's some cool stuff. So let's just give this a try here.
With thoughts towards throwing it out to our listeners at 396-1670.
Yeah, text us.
Text us.
396-1670, your best advice in 4 words or less.
Don't waste your talent.
All right.
So true.
This doesn't really go along with what we just said, but best advice in 4 words or less, put your phone down.
Truth.
That makes me think of a parent to a child, right? This is a good one. I endorse this wholeheartedly. Read a good book.
Yes.
Believe in yourself. Okay, it's only 3 words, but it's really good.
Best advice in 4 words or less. Text us yours at 396-1670. Always make the effort.
How about another one? This one for sure. When we think about the season opposite summer, never eat yellow snow.
So
wise.
True.
It's wise.
Turn off your phone.
And finally, considering the platform that this is trending on, don't always believe Twitter. Best advice in 4 words or less. What's yours? Text us at 715-396-1670.
I mean, I've got one I'm going to throw out there. I'm thinking of credos I live by, and one of them is 5 words, so something is better than nothing. So I've got to figure out a short. The other one is better late than never. I was born 2 weeks late. I've struggled to be late my whole life, but I'll tell you what, better late than never.
Totally.
So.
Totally.
I would say, too, I mean, and again, going along with the mission of our station, read the word daily.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those things, too, that habits that you should build right away. And I'm sure, depending on what age your children are in, if you're a parent, too, there's probably lots of things that you'd like to go along with that.
I think mine would be cut yourself some slack.
Right?
Right?
Like the Andrew Peterson song, Be Kind to Yourself. Mm-hmm. Isn't that
love that, too.
That
love
we
it.
All need?
Totally.
That's a request this morning. Okay, so today is National Sour Candy Day. Are you guys thumbs up or thumbs down on sour candy?
Two thumbs way up.
Wow.
I would say thumbs kind of wiggling in the middle.
Yeah,
I love sour candy.
I'm with you, Caleb. I would be more like, I like sweet tarts, but the rest of the things on this list, I'm not familiar with at all.
I don't even consider sweet tarts sour.
See, I used, as a kid, it used to be, we'd get Warheads, like from the canteen at camp. That's how old I am, as they call it, the canteen. But I was... You know, like, I kind of like the sour, but I like the sweet a lot more, so I actually soak the Warheads in water to get rid of
funny.
It. Now I enjoy them. Black cherry, flavor of choice.
Okay. So here's the deal. We've got the ranking of this most sour, and basically they rate them from 1 to 5 in sourness. 1 is as bland as your grandmother's oatmeal, while 5 will burn your taste buds. Okay?
So, like, all sweet tarts.
Yes. So, so number
so
8,
I'm
sweet
sorry.
Tarts is a 1. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So, okay.
But that's, sour nerds is, okay.
Love the sour nerds.
So these go from 8 to
delicious.
1. So,
okay.
A 1.5 sour rating on sour nerds.
Okay.
Okay.
I can go for regular nerds, but, okay. Then they've got number 6, sour punch straws.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about those.
Okay, that's a rating of a two on
all right.
that. And they get into tastiness and long lasting if you're interested. All right. The sour flush goes all the way up to a 3.5.
Okay.
So that's
are these
up
rated
there.
On
not
that scale
that
like
one.
Peppers are?
I think so.
How would
yeah.
you want to have a candy that comes in like little mini toilets?
I've
though?
Seen that, but I've
that's
not
appealing?
Because it no, not to me.
Okay.
Not usually what I stuff the stockings with.
No.
All right, number 4 is called Cry Baby Tears Extra Sour Candy, and it's got a sourness rating of a 4.
Okay.
These are vicious.
They
yeah,
are.
I know it. Number 3, Altoids. I mean, popular breath mint, but the
how
Altoids apple sours and lemon.
Oh, I have had the lemon
those
ones.
Are the kind you keep in your purse for people you don't like.
Right.
It's like, here.
Hey,
that has a
you
sourness of a 4, a
sourness.
Long-lasting of a 5. All right, we're down to the number 2 you mentioned, the Warheads, Atomic Warheads.
Yes.
Okay, right on.
That is
love
a sourness
them.
Of a 5.
Really? I was tougher than I thought as a kid.
There you go.
And
finally, number 1 at the top of the list is called Toxic Waste.
I've seen that.
Yeah, this is a 5 plus. They say this stuff is pretty nasty no matter how you look at it. Definitely the sourest of the bunch.
I'm going to have to try that. I love it when you have something so sour it like makes your jaw burn and ache. That's the good stuff there, friends.
You love that?
I don't know that I could concur with that sentiment at all.
It's so sour. It's so good. I mean, it's just that, ooh,
like
that
a
pucker.
Little pucker, sure.
Yeah, I love it.
The burn. All right.
I'll eat Sour Patch Kids until I have blisters on my tongue. I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating.
Did you try
that's
that,
awful.
Did you try that Sour Patch Kids cereal?
No.
I got it because there was a rebate on it, and my kids liked
did
it.
Did they like it?
So, but they
did you try it?
Yeah, I tried a little bit.
Yeah.
What did you think?
It was all right, but we also, again, this was kind of a splurge when we moved, get like some fancy cereals,
name brand cereals.
So the Nutter Butter cereal was way better.
Oh, so Nutter Butter cereal.
But I mean, it's like a cereal that actually...
It's like you're eating Little Sour Patch Kids. So you sort of feel like, you know, Gulliver's Travels or something like that, the Lilliputians, and you're just
but the sourness
chomping down on them.
It survived the milk and...
Yeah, a little
interesting.
Bit.
Interesting.
I guess I had them without
like
milk, but the kids said they had it a little bit.
I like
sure.
sour gummies. Not, you know, not sour related at all, but you know what we're into these days is the Kinder eggs. Have you guys had a Kinder egg?
Yeah, my kids love those
things. They're so fun. I got a reindeer on my desk right now because that was my toy. There are these little eggs, and you open them up, and then half of it, there's a toy. So that's always fun. And then the other half, it's like this delicious hazelnut chocolate.
You know when I cleaned up
goodness.
On those? Easter clearance.
Yes.
Easter clearance. I got, you know, I got so They're many of those
so
things
good.
For our kids. It's like, yeah, I'm the
I love
popular
the toys.
Dad.
Love the toys.
Well, you know, we had a vehicle parked in front of our house for like a couple of months, and it garnered tickets, and it was nice when it was finally moved, but nothing like the story you've got, Hillary.
Yeah, there was a Cadillac in Brooklyn, parked on a Brooklyn street, 25 years.
Quarter century.
Before it was finally
25
told.
Years? Literally? 25 seriously?
25 years.
I've never heard of that.
According to estimates by longtime neighborhood residents, it's been there since 1994.
It sort of becomes a fixture in the neighborhood. I think
wow.
it would be a little sad.
It was
I grew up seeing that car parked
towed.
There.
The newspaper down there is reporting that it was actually like a local landmark. And some people are happy that it
now
was
here,
towed.
Some
people
have the Heckles
like,
bull. Some people have the
we,
the caddy
we,
that's parked
we
there
did
for a
have this
century.
Vehicle. I'm serious. Like it was. It seems like I don't know 2 to 3 months. Probably. I'm just going to guess. But it was quite a while. Not during the winter here, but recently. And finally, it did disappear. But it crossed my mind like, wow, don't we? Isn't there some kind of towing policy? Because it had multiple tickets on it.
Wow.
But 25 years.
It said no one was actually sure when the car was last moved from its location. New parking rules couldn't relocate the caddy, and even a recent city filming permit had asked all residents to move their cars, and that couldn't change anything. It was, yeah, the neighbors were like, yeah, we all moved our car. You guessed it. This Cadillac is even above the films. No ticket and no tow.
My experience had made me wonder, like, isn't there a towing policy? Like, if you get a certain number of tickets, they just come and tow it? But apparently
I can't remember
we're
the
not
policy
alone.
At the moment. Mm-hmm. I can't remember that. I know that it has to be there for a certain amount of time before a business can call. But, yeah.
You would think 25 years would probably check all the boxes.
I know. You think one of the residents said this car is a staple in this community. Those who gawk at it and want to get rid of it aren't real Brooklynites.
So
there you go.
It was locked. I mean, nobody ever.
I don't know. It was rusty.
Yeah.
It was an old Cadillac. Yeah.
It's gone now, and
Taking
many tears were shed.
It was a 1971 caddy. Huh. So. Yeah.
I think whoever parked there next should just be like, all right, I'm going for 26.
Wow.
So speaking as a nurse, Hillary, it's very important to be hydrated. I mean, most people know that, but especially during a heat wave like we have coming in already here this week. And again, heat advisory pretty much all throughout the listening area. I found on today.com. 9 signs that you may be dehydrated. Again, important, and it's not just something to say, oh, yeah, I'll feel it. Like, you need to know.
You need to know. And I think some of these things are not as well known, and people don't really think about them. So the first one, and this is kind of like a no-brainer, increased thirst and dry or sticky mouth, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. But this next one is interesting. Fatigue, confusion, or anger. I have to say, when we were camping up north this weekend, we spent like a whole day outside. We were on the water and it was great. And we didn't drink enough water. And the next day, we were all just dragging and we were all super crabby. And I sat my family down and I was like, you're all going to drink 2 of these 16-ounce glasses of water right now.
I remember having
this. We were all dehydrated.
Yeah, and I mean, and again, you don't necessarily realize it. Another one, again, from today.com, 9 signs you may be dehydrated. Very important to listen to these in the type of climate that we're going through right now. Dry eyes or blurred vision. Mm-hmm. Also, headaches or disorientation can be other signs that you are dehydrated.
You know, interestingly, when I was still working as a nurse, I went to a neurology symposium, and I'll never forget it. The neurologist told us in this training, 9 times out of 10, it's not the Tylenol you take for the headache that fixes it. It's the glass of water you drink with it. So headaches, definitely huge. Muscle cramps, huge, huge. If you're having any kind of muscle cramps, lack of sweat as well is an important indicator.
I mean, another one too, again, and just health-wise, letting you know if your urine is dark too.
Absolutely,
again,
then you're dehydrated.
We want to make sure that you are forewarned and forearmed, because it's very, very hot. And please check in on those who are elderly, whether they be relatives or neighbors as well.
Yep. Fever can actually be caused by dehydration. It can lead to a hyperthermia and fever-like symptoms. If you're starting to get a fever, you actually need to go in. I'm just going to tell you that.
Also, shriveled and dry skin. What does that mean? Well, if your skin is hydrated, it appears more doughy. If you're dehydrated, your skin will lack elasticity and won't bounce back. So again, another sign, symptom that you should never ignore, because you may very well be dehydrated. And again, a simple matter of this is just drinking enough water and making sure that you drink even more than you think you normally need because of how crazy hot it's going
to
be.
Absolutely. And water really is the best. You don't need to, you know, sodas, teas, coffees, Gatorades, not necessary. Just stick with water, friends.
Again, the WIB Wake Up Show, doing our best to keep you safe, because it's going to be Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.